This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts shortstop Vinny Capra. Vinny, where were you when you found out that you got drafted?
I was in my home with my parents, you know, watching the draft, so it was exciting when I saw my name pop up.
Did you have any idea it might be the Blue Jays?
I had some idea it was going to be the Blue Jays, but I'm really excited that it was, in fact, the Blue Jays that drafted me.
Did you have to fill out a lot of questionnaires?
I filled out a decent amount, but like, you know, there's no word on whether they're going to take you or not, so it's still a mystery until draft day actually comes and you are picked by the one team that's going to give you the opportunity.
Was there stress leading up to draft day?
There probably wasn't too much stress as much as just kind of waiting and hoping that it was going to happen.
All right, so you get picked. How quickly are you playing in your very first professional game?
I think it was probably 10 days later, and I started off in Eugene, Oregon.
How was that?
It was fun. I didn't play in the first game of the season, but I started the second game of the season. There were some nerves going on, you know, obviously first professional game, but you know, after that it's the same game.
Had you ever been to the Pacific Northwest before?
I had. I played summer ball in Walla Walla, Washington.
So this felt like, okay, now you're going back to an area that you know very well.
Yeah, I played in Oregon and Washington, so the climate and the temperature is not too new, although, you know, it's just hot. Yeah. So, it's no surprise.
Had you been to Canada before?
I had. During that summer ball season, I went to Victoria and Kelowna, but this was the first time going to Vancouver.
How is Vancouver?
It's lovely. It's awesome there. It's, you know, a fan base, the weather, it's all just very beautiful.
How many people did you know who had played ball in the minor leagues?
I've known quite a few. I've talked to a lot of them before the draft and, you know, just kind of getting insight on what it's like to actually play pro ball. And my assistant coach at University of Richmond also played a little bit of pro ball, so he's just, you know, talking to me throughout the whole season, you know, letting me know what it's going to be like and going from there.
What was the path that led you to becoming a Richmond Spider?
It was more just, you know, the coach came and talked to me, liked the way I played, and, you know, it's a good academic school and good baseball program, so it just kind of fit in.
The way that you play, I was talking to the Lugnuts coaching staff about this. Matt Young said, boy, every baseball team needs a Vinny Capra on its team. Why? What do you bring to a team?
I hope, you know, I bring the energy and you know, just a lot of positivity, because going every day, you know, it can be tough mentally, so you got to just kind of start fresh every day, whether you did bad in the previous game or did well in the previous game. You just got to reset and take every day like it's new.
Your energy, your work ethic, how much of that is innate and how much of that has been learned along the way?
I'm not sure I can really answer that. I like coming out here and working and playing baseball. It's just kind of the dream. So, you know, I get to live it every single day now.
Did you play any other sports growing up?
I played a little bit of basketball and football, but my passion for baseball kind of just took over.
Is that something you, your brothers, your whole family, how important is baseball to the Capras?
Very important. I mean, we would play, you know, basketball and baseball as kids, you know, versing each other. So a lot of wiffle ball, stick ball in the backyard. The sport just kind of stuck with us.
Was there a certain age when you realized that professional baseball player was a possibility?
In high school, I had my sights set on playing professional baseball, but it wasn't until, you know, junior college, when I'm actually facing 90s every day, that I realized I could do it. And you know, once I took that next step, it was just, okay, after junior college, get to D1. After D1, then you get drafted. And, you know, it's just kind of taking the baby steps and getting better along the way.
How'd you find your swing?
Basically by watching people who've had success before me, you know, watching the big leaguers who have similar type swings and learning what they do right and what I can gain from that.
Who's similar to you at the big league level?
I think Carlos Correa is pretty similar, or I'm pretty similar to Carlos Correa, of course. So I take bits and pieces from what he's done and what's made him successful. And also, I like the way Albert Pujols swings, so, you know, I see what he does right too and just try and, you know, incorporate that into my swing.
About Correa, fellow shortstop, have you always been a shortstop?
I played second base a little bit in high school. I only played shortstop 1 year in high school. That was actually the first time. But after that, I've stuck with shortstop. I've just loved the position, and you know, I want to get better at it every day.
Something that's been clear, your play, your comfort level in going to your right deep into the hole with the dive, the pop-up, and the throw. Did you have to practice making a diving stop?
I don't think you necessarily practice that as much as, you know, it's kind of, I guess it's more instinctual when you dive for it. However you get up the fastest to throw it is just what you're going to do. Like, in that span of time, you don't have time to think, so it's whatever you naturally are going to do, you're going to do.
What's the longest throw you've ever had to make in a game?
I'm not sure. I mean, maybe somewhere in the hole, like behind third base maybe.
Yeah.
On playing a shift.
Speaking with the Lansing Lugnuts' Vinny Capra about baseball. So now here we are in the minor leagues. Let me ask you in terms of this. You get the call up. You're told you're going to join the Lansing Lugnuts. What's this Lugnuts clubhouse like to become a part of?
Oh, we got a bunch of great guys. You know, it's awesome being able to learn the guys in Vancouver and then go on to learn the type of players and learn the game from their perspective as a Lansing Lugnut. You know, a full season under their belt, you know, coming to an end, but, you know, you hear all the stories about what they've been through and, you know, how they play the game, and you just kind of learn the atmosphere that it takes to have a winning ball team.
How different is minor league ball compared to college ball?
I wouldn't say it was too much different. You know, everybody's trying to fight for a championship, but there's, I guess, a lot more people in professional baseball that want to be here versus, you know, you get some guys in college that don't necessarily aren't all out putting all their effort into winning a championship.
And finally, besides baseball, what else do you really enjoy?
I really enjoy fishing. You know, I like going out there early in the morning, and it's really relaxing, and, you know, just catching all the fish you can.
Yeah. Vinny, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Lansing Lugnuts' Vinny Capra. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.